From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Can U.S. agriculture stand between China and a war in Taiwan? Well, according to economists, it can and is. Armada Corporate Intelligence Chief Economist Chris Kyle tells AgWeb.com China's military released a report saying the single reason why they didn't intervene in Taiwan is that the U.S. might see it as an excuse to impose sanctions. China's military report comes as the country grapples with a protein shortage. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced $73 million in funding for the first round of the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program. The funds will get used to increase competition across the cattle marketplace and support increased producer opportunities, and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association appreciates the USDA's work. USCA President Brooke Miller says these federal dollars can help usher in a new era of U.S. food production, and we look forward to further rounds of funding. Frustrated farmers recently marched on the California Capitol protesting water cuts to San Joaquin Valley farms. Many of the protesting farmers rely on groundwater supplies, which have become increasingly depleted as state and federal water officials cut off surface water deliveries to the region. Meanwhile, water tensions have mounted locally after the Madera County Board of Supervisors approved a $100 per acre foot penalty for farmers who pump more than their groundwater allocation. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.